Shalom Aleichem, and Biyafav Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Kama Daf Lamed. Baba Kama 30b, pagination is 60, starting from the top line, Kalakodim Bohen Zaha. The Mishnah told us that there was a practice that sometimes people put out items like manure or certain straw, and they put it into the public area to be trampled and to be developed into proper fertilizer, but that it was not permitted to be done, or certainly not at all times, and therefore whoever takes it is entitled to take it. You can keep it. Something wrong is happening over here. It's an obstacle to the public, and therefore there's a knas. There's a fine placed on the person who put it out that he could actually lose the item because of what he did. Omar Rav said, Ben Begufan Ben Beshvachan. This fine applies not only to the increased value that occurred as a result of it being in the public area, but even to the original value itself. The entire value is forfeit as a result of this behavior. Uzi'iri Omar Beshevachan Avalo Begufan. And Zi'iri says only what it went up in value is fined, but not the intrinsic original value. B'mai Kamifligi, what is the argument about? Rav Savar Kansu Gufan Mishum Shevachan. Rav says that the knas is even on the original value because of what goes up, the entire thing gets fined. Uzi'iri savar lo kansu gufan mishum shevachan, and Zi'iri says that we do not fine the original, the principle, because of what it goes up in value. Let's skip to midway on the page. The first word on the line is klal. It's six lines from the wide lines. And the Gemara says, Lema kitano'i. Let us consider the possibility that this argument matches the way other tano'im, Talmudic scholars, addressed another area where there's also a principle and a benefit, which is viewed as illegal. And we want to know, are we only fining and depriving them of the improper benefit, or even of the principle? As follows. Shtar shekosav bo ribis, a document that's written up with interest between Jews, which is forbidden. Kontzin oso ve'ena govel lo asakeren ve'lo asaribis divi Reb Meir. Reb Meir says you're not allowed to collect the principal or the interest. The document becomes unusable. V'chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say gove asakeren, you could still collect the principal ve'lo asaribis, but not the interest which is designated. Lema, let us suggest that Rav the Omer Kreb Meir, that Rav, who said both the benefit of being trampled and the original principle of the item that was put in the public are fined, matches Reb Meir, who says both the interest and the original principle are deprived to the person. From the person, Uzi'iri Amak Rabbanon, and Zi'iri, who says that only the benefit matches the Rabbanon, who say only the interest is deprived. Amaloch Rav, Rav can say, Anoda Amri Afilu L'Rabbanon, I can say my view, even according to the Rabbanon, a classic Talmudic approach to make a distinction between the two cases. Adkan lo ka'ami Rabbanon hosam. The only reason that the Rabbanon said their view over there that you could still collect the principal ela keren de beheteira, because the principal is totally permitted. Avalacha keren gufa kamazik. But over here, by the item put in the public, it is that original item that's a potential damager. Uzi'iri amar lach, and Zi'iri can answer, anod amri afilu Rab Meir. I, who say that it's only the benefit of being trampled that gets fined, but not the original item that was put in the public, I can match the opinion of Rab Meir that by a document of interest, the entire sum is deprived. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rab Meir hasam. Rab Meir only said his ruling over there. Elo de misha ask siva de avad le shuma. Because from the very beginning, there is a violation that's occurring. Aval hacha, but over here, by the item put in the public, miyemar demazik, who says that it will actually do the damage which we so desperately fear. The Ribis case, there is a violation occurring. And we know this concept that, as Rashi says, Shamalov Neshech V'Ovar Belosa Simun, that he already placed something that bites on the person simply by tendering the loan. Even the scribe who writes up the document is in violation. And that's why Zi'iri would agree that there should be a heavy fine placed, even on the principal, in the case of interest. But again, as he says, in the case of damage or potential damage, we don't know right now if it's going to damage. We're allowing somebody to confiscate it, but it didn't actually do the damage yet, and therefore, on some level, it is less strict in the case of putting something in Rishus HaRabim. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.